We're at the point in the retreat where we're transitioning back into connecting with our lives, friends, family, the rest of the world. And reflecting about this inner and outer exploration of practice, holding both, not excluding anything. And so maybe thoughts of your lives are coming in, and can those be included? Not to just think about them, but to open to how you are, given that those thoughts are happening. It's natural for these thoughts to be arising. Everything included in the practice, everything included. When I feel into this myself at this moment, the heart gets very big. The feeling of remembering family, friends, the world, the challenges in the world. The practice can meet this and hold it. Nothing left out. So much of the struggles in the world are because of leaving things out, creating division, separation, can we open to nothing left out? The heart gets very big and also feels a little bit of a quiver for me in this place. Tender. Feeling so much struggle. There's so much struggle in the world. And yet the heart can hold it without resistance. What does that mean? How might that feel for you? Can you allow that possibility? Of opening to that. Letting the heart hold it. Feel it. This process of conditioning we've been talking about our mental formations, conditioning our own aggregates. Yeah, where do those mental formations come from? They're not just our own. They come based on our conditioning, our families, our culture, our views and beliefs, which have been given to us, shared with others in our communities. And so we are affected by others, and we affect others. Greed, aversion, and delusion are pretty potent conditioning processes, not only in our own minds, but in the world, affecting us, affecting others, affecting each other. And Gil was talking about transforming that internally, kind of like stopping that feedback loop, internal to external. And the beautiful thing about that, the release of greed, aversion, and delusion internally, the possibility of other qualities of heart and mind arising, love, patience, compassion, joy, wisdom, equanimity. And those two also have an effect in the world. They affect us, support a movement towards freedom in our own hearts and minds. And we could say they also ripple out into the world. Greed, aversion, and delusion are very contagious. But so too are love, wisdom, compassion. Whatever we do here to cultivate the release of confusion, the strengthening of wisdom, doesn't just stop at our mind stream. We can't hold it to ourselves, it will naturally ripple out. And so we don't just practice for ourselves. We can't just practice for ourselves. Let yourself appreciate your own goodness. And appreciate that very naturally that goodness is shared. We can't not share it. It happens. In one sutta, the Buddha teaches that if you're throwing the rinsings of a pot out onto the ground, it's wholesome to wish that the beings in the ground would be nourished by the food particles that are in the rinsings of the pot. The beings would receive those food particles anyway. But the Buddha points to when there is a movement of offering, reflect on it, appreciate it. Wish the beings well who might receive them. Even if it's something that's as simple as throwing away the rinsings of a pot. And how much more valuable it is to appreciate the goodness that's cultivated with the practice that is shared with the world. And wish that beings can benefit from that goodness. Take delight in the goodness and share it. It's a beautiful thing that you're doing.